It had been 3 years since they came out into the open with everything. Leaving the job to promote himself in real estate, he made his way into the world fairly enough. He doesn't make near as much as she does, but it was honestly never about that. There had always been rumors after the business party, but as he left the company and became openly dating Jessica, it became apparently obvious. They were together, and from all angles, they were happy. And now, 3 years, moving in, and a lot of sex later, they made their way out of the wedding venue holding hands. The glittering white dress had run a pretty penny, but this was her fucking wedding day. Her red hair trailed behind her as she practically dragged him to the car, a large just married sign on the back, and a hungry look in her eyes. "I can't believe we're finally married," she gushed, holding his hand as he drove through the city. They had set up the after party close by, but they were making their way to the hotel to get changed out of their ceremony clothes. "Fuck, with all the planning and rehearsals, you'd think I was building a new business or something." Laughing softly, he kept his eyes on the road and shook his head lightly. "I'm just glad my folks didn't get into a fight with yours this time. Last thing I wanted was to pull your mom off mine just because they disagreed about something." Looking down at her lap, she couldn't help but stare at the ring on her finger. She flexed it over and over again, making the jewel on it glint in the light. Her small hand fondled his for a bit before she smiled widely. Letting go of his hand, she reached down to the edge of the dress and pulled it up, bouncing in the car seat softly as he sat there at the stoplight. Grabbing his hand again, she spread her legs and almost purred into his side. "You know, the moment I saw this dress, I immediately thought that it was perfect to be fucked in." His eyes never left the road, but she could feel his hand moving slowly, finding her clit and rubbing her through her white lingerie. "I can't wait to ride your dick tonight, for you to ruin my makeup and fuck me from behind." As she spoke, her breathing began to get more ragged, grinding against his fingers and holding his wrists in place as they moved down the street. Pulling her panties to the side, he slipped his fingers deep within her, grunting her wants further. "I want to be destroyed in this dress tonight, sir." She couldn't help but lower her dress just enough to pull her breasts free. Their mothers were both worried about the amount of cleavage she was showing, but she was determined to be as sexy as possible for him. As she rode his hand, her fingers kneaded and pinched her nipples in fervor. She wore everything of his that she could, her piercings, a golden ring with small inlaid diamonds. But at this point, she could be wearing pieces of broken metal wire, and she wouldn't care. She was his, and right now, she needed him. Leaning her seat back, she moaned loudly as he took advantage of the better access, his attention between her and the road. Even with his eyes away, he played her body with the skills of a master. He knew where the sensitive spots within were, and he knew to play with her clit in rough circles. He knew that when her moans became silent screams, she was close. Gripping his wrist to stop him from continuing, her walls crushed his large fingers within. He kept his eyes on the road, but couldn't help but smile at her ear-shattering scream as she rode her climax. Pulling into the parking lot, he parked the vehicle into a space. Pulling himself free, he left the vehicle, grabbing her from the other side and turning her around. Her focus was still hazy as he pulled her out, but looking around, she noticed what he was doing. An open parking lot, no masks, no security, made her severely nervous. But as he lifted her dress up and literally ripped her panties off of her body, she began to care less and less. He gripped her perfectly set hair and pushed her torn garment into her mouth, gagging her as he firmly held her to the hood. There was no foreplay in this, no affection or softness. pushing himself into her. The muffled moan that escaped her lips echoed through the area. At this point, she no longer cared who watched. Placing her forehead to the paint of the vehicle and slamming her hips back into him with each thrust. She muffled out, groaning as his hands gripped her shoulders and began to slam her back onto him even rougher. The sounds they made filled the empty air, and to her, it was the most beautiful thing in the world. The climax within her exploded a second time after 2 long minutes of primal sex, causing her to drag her pristine nails across the hood, rolling her eyes and shaking heavily as he held her up. His thrusting never stopped, holding her body up and using her throughout her entire orgasm. His slamming was getting faster as she came back to her senses, and she knew he was close. But instead of finishing within her, he slid himself free and turned her around. Pulling the panties free of her mouth, she was surprised when they came out soaked more than she intended. She, of course, didn't have much time to think of that as he pushed himself into her mouth. Gripping both sides of her head, he rocked into the back of her throat, something they had practiced a lot in the past few years. The taste of her cum, mixed with the taste of both pre-cum and the smell of his body, was worth the sore throat later on, and she always savored the flavor. The way he used her body had always made her excited, sending jolts of horny happiness through her that she could never truly explain. She kept her eyes on his, the mascara already running down her face, her lipstick staining his cock, and her hair a rat's nest in comparison to what it was. But as he took those final strokes, shooting his load into her mouth, she felt his ecstasy taking control all over again. It wasn't until she was swallowing that she realized her hands were behind her back already. Her body knew how to act when he was taking over, and she loved it. She loved him. And she knew that she was loved in return. The looks on people's faces as they made their way up to their room, though, made her think twice about not wanting to wait. The knowing smiles of strangers as they watched the newly married couple making their way up to their wedding suite with after-sex makeup on her face told them everything they needed to know. By the end of the next hour, the wedding dress had been reduced to nearly rags as he tore her from it. They were on the bed, in the shower, on the table and floor. They abused every inch of the expensive room. Even the windows weren't safe, as he showed her tits off to the world 10 floors below, fucking her from behind. They laid on the bed, breathing heavy and sweating buckets, exhausted to the point where they considered not even going to the after party. But dragging themselves from each other, they made their way to the car once more and took care of responsibilities. Besides, that's what the honeymoon was for.